Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry, I was a little slow to the program today. Hey, Sherry, good to see you.
Good
Thank you
morning.
for. Hey, Mark, I sent you a text. Did you? I don't know if you saw it
I
about.
saw it come in, but I have not read it yet.
No problem. It's a pick a date text for
Okay.
over the next couple of months to share. And know that on there, Mark Smith has taken March 7th. So
Okay.
that was your favorite one. It's been grabbed.
That's Brooks's birthday. Would be a good day.
Yeah, I know. It sure would. Man.
Hey, I'm gonna be on your way next week. Biz and I are coming down for a tour and staying over at the Hans has a room over at the conference center. So looking forward to that.
Nice. Hey, I got your room booked for the 21st. Looks like we're going to do the dinner the night before at Lucy's.
Okay,
I don't know if
brilliant.
you've been there. That's Hans's wife's restaurant. It's a
Oh,
nice
fun.
place. Yeah. So that'd be good. He spoke to the Edge at Harbert last night. Just did a great job.
Neat.
I thought I knew this guy's story, but man, it's unbelievable.
What, give me that date one more time, real quick.
April 22nd is the breakfast, so the 21st.
8:40. Okay. Yeah.
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 You got a couple
Sorry.
days.
I was looking in May and obviously had the I mean in March and I obviously had the wrong dates.
We currently every table's committed, so we are
Congratulations.
well, thank you, but some will open. I block some for like you as a sponsor. You've got two and you may end up saying I only want one, or you may say I want four. So we're careful about that. Hey,
I would
Jim.
love.
Oh my goodness. It's time. Let's get you here, Mark Week, and all that. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call, Kevin, with the Edge. And we're glad you're with us this morning. Mark Weeks. Mark, you still here? I saw you a second. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah.
Mark sharing with us. Mark is the owner of Barbarita's and Smalls. Oh gosh, I don't have the full name yet. That's not great
Small
marketing by me.
sliders. Small sliders.
Small Snyder, which is coming to the area and some other places. But anyway, we're excited to have Mark, who's shared before, share with us again. So take it away. By the way, I do want to mention Mark and I are working on a plan where he will one day be not only a restaurateur or tier, however you say that, but also working with the Edge and giving some leadership there as far as on staff. So anyway, take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Kevin. Hey, good morning, guys, and welcome. Hope everybody's had a great week. I just want to open up in quick prayer before we get started here this morning. Father God, Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to come together in this brief moment before we all start our days and get focused on the distractions of the days. Let all those distractions be aside and let us focus on the sovereignty and grace and goodness of you this morning, Lord. We love you and we thank you and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It's interesting, guys, as I've been focusing and meditating the start of this year on Proverbs, as Kevin does every day for us, which we appreciate. Proverbs 16 has really been brought to my attention, and just Solomon and how he spends a lot of time hovering over God's sovereignty as it pertains to various aspects of his life. Today, I really want to focus on strength within being vulnerable, right? And being vulnerable within the Holy Spirit and how we meet and go in fellowship with the Lord, and then how we can be vulnerable with each other as men, right? As men sharp, as iron sharpens iron. Being in this world today often demands toughness from us as men, and embracing vulnerability takes immense courage on our behalf. So just as iron sharpens iron, our willingness to open up and share struggles can strengthen the bonds of brotherhood. So let's explore how vulnerability can lead to authentic connections, fostering a supportive environment for growth and resilience. So as we dive into the book of Proverbs, right, as I have been diving into the book of Proverbs and Kevin does for us on a daily basis with the challenge that he gives us every day, we see that the book of Proverbs has profound insights, right? We discover the essence of true masculinity and the importance of seeking God's guidance in every aspect of our lives. From the pursuit of wisdom to the value of integrity, Proverbs provides a roadmap for us. And I've really seen that this year thus far in diving in daily to Proverbs for myself. So as we explore these verses together, today. Let's just reflect on how we can apply these principles in our daily life. So Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. So Solomon, like I said, I've noticed spends a lot of time really focused on God's sovereignty as it pertains to various aspects of his life, such as what plans come to pass and what purpose things he serves. There are some places we see it. The plans of the heart belong to the man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. The lot is cast into the lap, but every decision is from the Lord. We've seen this theme painted in broad strokes and fine lines across the pages of Scripture, especially in Proverbs. But Solomon has a poetic way of summarizing it. There are some days when discouragement threatens to take hold, or fear taunts me specifically, or regret knocks on every door every hour of the day. Sometimes the only comfort is the reminder of God's sweet sovereignty, that he's working in everything to bring about the restoration of all the things we've broken. That can't be defeated. He's working out his plan for good. I've seen that in my daily life throughout the past year. 2023 was a tough year for our family. But for me as a father and a husband, but as I rest in what the sovereignty of the Lord has for me on a daily basis, and I've noticed bringing my troubles to him, and as iron sharpens iron and being in fellowship with men on a daily basis, those things will pass. Even though I feel that my daily struggles are mine, when I give them to the Lord and pass them on to him, they become his, and beauty comes out of those struggles. So as we focus on today and we focus on the plan that the Lord has for us, I pray that we can go out and be the light in this dark world and be salt and light to those around us. So thank you so much, Kevin, for letting me share this morning, and go be the edge, guys.
Not a baby, Mark.